wanted to talk about a couple of things. First thing I wanted to talk about was the criminal sheriff, Susan Hudson, the other day testified before the council as to her budget and the necessity for more money relative to the housing of inmates. And there was an interesting observation that she made, basically that we're overcrowded. She says in large measure that's due to Troop NOLA and obviously some of the incredible cases that have been made by other law enforcement agencies within the city, especially the NOPD. That's a good thing. And this comes from a woman who said that the optimal number for the size of the jail is 500. Nobody ever really believed that, right? And we oftentimes talk about why is crime down? Well, it could be maybe because we put more people in jail. It's amazing when you selectively incapacitate impact criminals what actually happens out on the street of your community. And still to this day, we are those that are not connect. We have those that are not connecting the dots. They stare the obvious in the face and they walk right around it. Obviously, from my perspective, the city council's got to figure out how to fund this office. It's always been a challenge. But it is key to the success of the crime-fighting efforts of the NOPD and others within the territorial boundaries of the city of New Orleans. And I hope that they're able to figure this out, move forward, get it done in quick fashion. Interesting observation also made by the sheriff, and an appropriate one, I think, as well. The cost to house an inmate exceeds the cost of a deputy. There's something wrong with that formula, right? We need to pay these people. We need to pay them an appropriate amount of money. It's not easy working in the jail. It's hard to find people to go in that jail or any jail in this country for that amount of money. We need to figure that out as well. Because if you're going to have a good, stable prison complex, jail complex, excuse me, it starts with the quality of the individuals that are working front line within the confines of the jail each and every day. And it's not easy working in the jail. For those of us who have spent a lot of time working in a jail, we know. And the fact of the matter is you are outnumbered. And there are folks that are there that consider it a badge of honor to make you look like a fool, to make you look like an idiot, and to try and have you make a mistake that inures to the detriment of a fellow prisoner or inures to the benefit of the inmate that's trying to make you look like a fool. It's a hell of an atmosphere and environment to work in, right, where you're mocked every day 24/7, and they're always looking to see not only your weakness but a weakness in the system. And for those reasons and so many others I could go on for an hour, we hope that the New Orleans City Council is able to work this out with Sheriff Susan Hudson. And maybe now she recognizes the direct correlation between the selective incapacitation of impact criminals and the crime rate in the city. And if you make good quality arrest, you lock folks up, send them off, that you're going to see a reduction in crime.